All right. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Scott Morozik here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being provided by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com. Everyone needs a little help from time to time, and some Huron County communities are offering assistance with food and clothing. The Community Food Pantry of Pigeon is offering food. The pantry is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month by appointment. To make an appointment, that number is 989-453-2475. Also, Pigeon has a free clothing closet with clothing for men, women, and children. The closet, which is located at First United Methodist Church at 7102 East Michigan Avenue, is open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The closet is open on Wednesdays. To access the closet, use the entrance off of Frank Street. However, the closet will be closed on July 29th. For more information, which includes drop-off sites, go to the Facebook page of Clothing Closet, Pigeon, Michigan. Also, there's a pantry in Port Hope that is operated in by the AmVets at 8011 Rubicon Road. With just 2 weeks remaining before Michigan's August 4th primary election, voters are casting absentee ballots at a record pace. According to the Michigan Department of State, nearly 2 million voters have requested a mail ballot, while more than 572,000 ballots have already been returned. That's a 68.5% increase in absentee ballot requests and a 43.6% jump in completed ballots compared to the same point before the 2022 primary. State election officials say nearly 8% of Michigan's active registered voters have already cast their ballot, reflecting continued growth in mail voting following recent changes to the state election laws. Early in-person voting begins Saturday, July 25th, with voting sites required to remain open at least 8 hours each day through Sunday, August 2nd. Election officials are encouraging absentee voters to return completed ballots directly to their local clerk's office, a secure ballot drop box, or an early voting site to avoid possible postal delays. Ballots must be received by 8 p.m. on election day to be counted. Eligible residents who have not yet registered to vote must now register in person at their local clerk's office, as online and mail voter registration are no longer available within 2 weeks of an election. One of the nation's largest military readiness exercises is returning to Michigan next month. Northern Strike 26-2 will run August 3rd through the 14th, bringing more than 9,000 service members from 36 states and territories, along with military personnel from five allied nations, to training sites across northern Michigan. The exercise will center on large-scale joint operations involving ground, air, cyber, and maritime forces. Troops will train with live fire scenarios, cyber defense operation, unmanned aircraft and watercraft, medical evacuation missions, and logistics support designed to prepare military units for modern combat environments. Training will take place primarily at Camp Grayling Joint Maneuver Training Center and the Alpena Combat Readiness Training Center, with additional activities scheduled on Lake Michigan and Huron, as well as several military installations throughout the state. Drivers should expect heavier military traffic on Michigan highways beginning August 1st as personnel and equipment move into the training areas, with similar activity expected after the exercise concludes on August 15th. We'll be right back.
This is Melissa, Admissions Director from Sanilac Medical Care Facility. When summer settles in, life moves outdoors, schedules change, and for some families, important health decisions rise to the surface. After a surgery, illness, or hospital stay, recovery doesn't stop at discharge. The right environment and medical support can make all the difference. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, rehabilitation services are structured, attentive, and guided by skilled nursing and therapy professionals. Care plans are tailored to each resident. With the goal of improving strength, mobility, and daily functions, families can feel confident knowing their loved one is cared for nearby. With clear communication and dependable medical oversight, and when short-term recovery becomes a longer-term need, Sanilac Medical Care Facility continues providing skilled nursing care in a setting focused on stability, comfort, and respect. This summer, choose a place that understands both healing and the families behind every decision. Choose Sanilac Medical Care Facility. Your loved ones deserve the best.
A Duran couple is suing Taco Bell and its lettuce supplier, Taylor Fresh Foods, Inc., after contracting the parasitic disease cyclosporiasis. According to the federal lawsuit, Preston and Marie Parrish are claiming they became sick after eating contaminated lettuce at the Taco Bell restaurant on Lansing Road in Durand on June 30th. They are seeking more than $75,000 in damages for breach of warranty, negligence, negligence per se, violation of the Michigan Consumer Protection Act, and strict liability. The couple's legal team, OFT Food Safety and Injury Lawyers, said they are one of more than 100 people pursuing legal action, though they are the firm's only active lawsuit on the matter at this time. And days of wildfire smoke from Canada blanketed Michigan skies and triggered back-to-back air quality alerts, and now local economists say they know what it cost the state. The Anderson Economic Group estimates Michigan lost more than $4 billion due to the wildfire smoke. The group says the true economic loss may be even higher and that other states felt the impact as well. New York lost an estimated $5 billion, and Wisconsin lost approximately $2 billion. Losses span multiple industries. Patrick Anderson of the Anderson Economic Group said the estimate covers a broad range of sectors. Agriculture, tourism, even manufacturing, transport, retail, and if you all of a sudden tell people you can't go outside for 4 days, it's going to cost you something, Anderson said. Anderson said the scale of the event was unlike anything he could recall. Quote, I can't remember a sustained number of days where it was that bad in Michigan. So yes, when we started to see that, we said there's going to be a consequence of this. And that is your Thorn Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, providing both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment with on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy, all under one roof. Learn more at sanilacmedicalcare.com. And remember, you get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.